This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces continue battling Hamas militants across Gaza.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory it's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has told fellow Republicans that border policy will be their hill to die on, and negotiations over President Biden's $110 billion security request. But tensions are also high in the Senate.
The package crucially includes aid for Ukraine's war against Russia and Israel's war against Hamas. So as for border policy,
it's extraneous to this debate.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's a difficult issue we've debated and never come to a conclusion on for decades.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
Continuing to pretend that upholding America's sovereignty is any less urgent than helping our allies and partners defend theirs is reckless.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had been scheduled to address senators via video Tuesday in a classified briefing, but Schumer says Zelensky had to cancel his appearance, and according to participants, the meeting erupted in frustration and yelling over including border security in the discussion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian media reports that the Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived early Wednesday in Abu Dhabi, the UAE capital. This is despite facing an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court over the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. As Jennifer King reports, the Republican frontrunner, I should say President Joe Biden, said on Tuesday that he may have skipped mounting a 2024 reelection bid if he were not facing Donald Trump because the Republican poses a unique threat to the United States. Reuters' Gabe Singer.
At a fundraising campaign stop outside Boston, Biden said, quote, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. Adding, quote, we cannot let him win. Reporters later asked Biden whether he would be running if Trump were not.
I expect so, but look, he is running and I have to run.
Biden's comments come as even staunch Democratic voters have expressed concern in recent polls about the president's age. At 81 years old, Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Trump responded to Biden's remarks at a Fox News town hall held the same day, saying, quote, somebody gave him a talking point they thought would sound good.
And as Reuters' Jennifer King reports, Trump did, in fact, have that response.
In what was described as a town hall that only included questions by Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump was asked if he would promise to never abuse power as retribution against anybody if reelected. Trump responded, except on day one. He says he would close the border and drill, drill, drill for oil, and that, quote, after that, he's not a dictator, unquote. Hannity asked if he would break the law and use the government to go after people. Trump responded, you mean like they're using right now. Trump criticized Biden on cumulative inflation and U.S. border policy and claimed he was an environmentalist, at the same time referring to fossil fuels as liquid gold. He also took a shot at fellow Republican candidate Ron DeSantis on the minimum age for Social Security. Trump has promised to prosecute Biden if he wins. Trump has previously talked about targeting his rivals and referred to them as vermin. I'm Jennifer King.
Nigeria's president on Tuesday ordered a thorough investigation into a weekend military drone attack that killed at least 85 people.
It hit residents of the Tadun Biri community who were participating in an annual Maulud Muslim celebration.
We were celebrating Maulud when the airplane came and dropped the bomb. Some died. Some got injured and we all ran into the house. When the men in the village heard what happened, they came out to check, and that was when they dropped the second one and more people died.
The incident highlights a pattern of deadly aerial assaults by the Nigerian military and is the latest in a series of attacks that have killed civilians, which was the subject of a special Reuters report in June.
That's Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.